And what kind of medical care did you get after you moved south in 2000?
Well, to start with, I wasn't at all happy with it because I went to a large hospital and I didn't see the same doctor. I saw them very infrequently and I didn't feel I had any kind of personal relationship with the consultant, which for me is very important. I then moved, because I live on the sort of edge of the county, so I come under, it would appear, two sort of catchment areas, if you like. So I moved to the other catchment area, but I didn't. It was very difficult for me to get there as someone with a visual impairment. Obviously, I don't drive, and the only means really open to me was on hospital transport, which I just found so sort of humiliating that I just couldn't do it. So I went back to the original hospital, but this time I went back sort of armed with insisting what I wanted and insisted that I saw the chief consultant each time. And now I see him each time and I have a good relationship with him and I find him extremely helpful.
What about diabetic specialist nurses? Have you had anything to do with them?
Yes, I have never, up until I moved here, I've never had anything to do with diabetic specialist nurses because I always felt that I knew as much about it as they did because I'd lived with it. And, you know, it just seemed to me that things came into fashion and out of fashion around diabetes. But when I came here, the consultant asked me if I wanted to go on a course, which is called Insight. This was a course that was run by a dietitian and the diabetic specialist nurse. And I'd say I was quite pessimistic. I thought it might all end up being rather a waste of my time, but I thought I'd give it a go. And I was very pleased with the course and I've learned an awful lot from it, and it's resulted in my diabetes being far better controlled, I think, than it's ever been in my entire life.
Can you say when the course was and how it was organised?
It was in autumn 2003. It was for 3 half days and 1 full day over 4 weeks. There was a group of 5 of us who were all long-term diabetics of ranging sort of years. I think I was the longest identified diabetic. We were all insulin dependent, and I think most of us had just gone on to the relatively new insulin called Lantus, which, as I understand it, allows for sort of 24-hour background cover without really peaking. And we started the course really looking at all the assumptions that we had around diabetes, and I hadn't realised how much of the stuff that I had been drummed into me as a child I really still carried with me. Things like the exchange ratios between foods,